a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. Coronavirus shots could be coming to your front door if you live in Salt Lake County. County leaders are worried some elderly and low-income residents might fall through the cracks when it comes to getting a shot, so they're using new mobile health centers to get the shots out. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
The vehicles being used as the new mobile health centers are a bit smaller than an average food truck, and county officials say they don't know yet how many county residents they'll be able to reach per day. But they say the point of these trucks isn't to boost the vaccination rate. They say there are people who can't drive themselves to their vaccination appointments, so if there are roughly a dozen people in one community that can't travel, the mobile centers will go out to them.
County officials say if the trucks need to be converted for a mass vaccination event, they can be. The state says they're getting enough vaccines, but the fluctuating number of doses each week can be hard to plan around. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
This Tuesday, State Immunization Director Rich Lakin was surprised to look at the system and see that 30% more Moderna doses are on the way to Utah for next week.
Unfortunately, the federal government gives us information on a week-to-week basis. We have been receiving about a 2-5% increase the weeks prior.
They'll take these extra doses and get them out, most likely to independent living centers that fall in between the gaps of long-term care facilities already getting the vaccine and the appointments for ages 70 plus. Lakin told the David Ujanovic Show they expect to lower that age range after mid-February. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Codes used to register healthcare workers and seniors for the vaccine have been leaked online. Salt Lake County health officials say the codes were emailed. They gave specific dates, times, and locations, but someone posted the codes on Instagram. So people signed up for a shot when they weren't eligible. The county says they'll turn away people who show up and aren't qualified for the vaccine. The Biden administration is out with a new projection of how many Americans will die from COVID. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the administration projects as many as 90,000 Americans will die from the coronavirus in the next 4 weeks. The president asking citizens to recommit to social distancing measures and mask wearing. That is the administration looks for new ways to speed up vaccine production and distribution. The president is keeping his campaign promise to open K through 8 schools within the first 100 days of his presidency. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters, the White House is putting together a list of all supplies needed to make that happen.
As our COVID team has outlined, that's going to require testing materials, support for contact tracing, vaccinations for teachers, and ensuring they're equitably provided.
Meantime, the president taking sweeping actions to fight climate change. Mr. Biden stressing he won't silence scientists.
I'm signing a presidential memorandum making it clear that we will protect our world-class scientists from political interference and ensure they can think, research, and speak freely and directly to me, the vice president, and the American people.
The president says we can't wait any longer to address the climate crisis. He's issued executive orders to cut oil, gas, and coal emissions and double energy production from offshore wind turbines. Before the closing bell, The Dow tumbling more than 600 points. The 2% drop is its largest in 3 months. The S&P 500 also erasing its gains for the year by dropping 2.6%. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
So a bunch of Reddit investors are playing the market, pushing up the price of GameStop. Remember GameStop, the brick-and-mortar video game store? The company's stock jumped more than 822% since the beginning of the year, 134% today. The editor-in-chief of Investopedia, Caleb Silver, talks about how high this stock could go.
You could easily see GameStop go to $1,000 a share, and you could see some of these other companies that are highly shorted by big institutions go even higher just because this frenzy.
Yeah, the stock was at like $3 a month or so ago. AMC Entertainment, the movie theater chain, has risen more than 400% in the past 5 trading sessions. When the Jazz go up against the Dallas Mavericks tonight in 2 hours, Donovan Mitchell won't be there. He's out with a possible concussion. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
The team says he got hurt last night against the Knicks and first started having symptoms this morning. Now they're following the NBA's concussion protocol. Late in the second quarter, Mitchell took an elbow to the face on an offensive foul from Austin Rivers. At another point, a knee to the head on a rebound. It's not clear when he got hurt. He finished the game playing a total of 34 minutes, but had a rough shooting night with only 9 points. The team says they'll continue to monitor him. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. And here's Ricky Meese.
A few traffic problems out in the valley. We do have a crash in downtown Salt Lake City at 9th West and 800 South. Plus, a KSL traffic trooper giving us a heads up. There's a table in the far left lane, eastbound I-215 South Belt near Redwood Road. Now, for those who are traveling the Valley freeways, you actually have good speeds, light traffic, and no problems. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06. The Department of Homeland Security has issued an advisory this afternoon saying there is a lasting threat of violence. The department says the threat will last for weeks because of ideologically motivated violent extremists. Another person was arrested today for storming the U.S. Capitol. He made himself easy for investigators to find. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The FBI said Christopher Ortiz posted to Instagram indications he entered the Capitol with other rioters January 6th. There was a video a former co-worker flagged to the FBI that showed him inside the building while yelling, "Onward, onward." Someone Ortiz knew from high school flagged another video for the FBI that allegedly captured Ortiz saying, "Yeah, we're at the door." Court records said the same witness exchanged messages with Ortiz, including one in which Ortiz said, "I'd storm the Capitol for you any day." Ortiz faces charges of unlawful entry and disturbing Congress. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
This is shocking. Two men at the In-N-Out Burger drive-thru in West Valley were threatened by a man with a hatchet. Court documents show Damian Hallett began banging on the car windows of the two men because they honked at his girlfriend when she cut in line. He cut his hand in the process, jumped into the truck yelling, "It'll be your blood next," and drove away. Police found the truck later in the day with the bloody hatchet on the car seat. Hallett is charged with aggravated assault and criminal mischief. 3 teenagers in Denver have been arrested, accused of murdering a family of 5 by setting their home on fire. The suspects were seen on video wearing white masks. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock called it one of the most heinous crimes he's ever seen.
"We committed to continue to work together, to stand with the African community, and to make sure that they know that their city will always and will continue to stand with them going forward."
Because they're children, police won't say much, but they do say they don't believe it was a hate crime. To catch our breath here after those last couple of stories. KSL News Time 5:08. Time now for my minute of news. How about that? We're brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. Ever order Kung Pao chicken or Mushu pork at the Chinese place up the street? You can thank Cecilia Chang. Her family fled China during World War II, and in 1961, she opened a restaurant near Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco. It offered never-before-tasted dishes that her well-to-do family used to enjoy back in Beijing.
I want to do something totally different. I want to serve real Chinese food.
This wasn't chop suey and chow mein. No, these were Chinese flavors and tastes that took the cuisine to the next level. Pot stickers. That's her. But her restaurant languished. Until it was discovered by a newspaper food critic. Suddenly, she had lines out the door.
I want to tell you about tonight's dinner. Most of the dishes I cook tonight is from my mother's recipe.
Cecilia Chang opened a second restaurant in Beverly Hills, and versions of her Chinese dishes popped up in every city and town in America. She even offered cooking classes at her restaurant, and her students included renowned chefs like James Beard and Julia Child. And into her 90s, she continued to mentor the next generation of Chinese chefs.
The unstoppable Cecilia Chang.
But last week, Cecilia Chang died at the age of 100. And even if you don't like the food she brought to America, you can see a monument to her success in downtown Salt Lake. Her son followed in her footsteps. And he is the Chang in P.F. Chang's.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple team traffic every 10 minutes on the 9s. And for those who are traveling southbound on I-15, you have good speeds. And that's been the way, as it's been this way all afternoon, leaving 5th South downtown and making your way to the Utah County line. I-215's Belt Route, I-80 and the 201, all in good shape, no accidents and no delays. Michelle?
Well, we still have this crash about 3 miles east of Highway 40 on SR 32 going around the southern side of Jordanelle Reservoir. For drivers on SR 248, Kearns Boulevard, still seeing some slowdowns there. This is, again, up in the Summit County area. For drivers on I-15, seeing good speeds down in Tri-County, a little busy on Pleasant Grove Boulevard. Steve?
Well, no wrecks, no slowdowns, just great speeds this afternoon. Both sides of I-15 between downtown Salt Lake City and the Brigham City exit. Same goes for the west side belt on northbound 215. Looks like Legacy moving along with no problems, as is Highway 89. Any hour service is electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, ready to help and continues to take precautions to limit your exposure. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And here's Kristen Van Dyke with the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report. An hour-by-hour description as we head toward Thursday.
Thanks, Jeff. 7 p.m. cloudy skies with temperatures around 36 degrees. As we head towards 10 p.m., cloudy skies, slight chance for snow. Temperatures still hovering around 36. Heading towards midnight, cloudy skies, temperatures around 35 degrees, a slight chance for snow. And the overnight low, right around 32, with a chance for light snow continuing overnight. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke with your hourly report.
It sounds like a little of this, a little of that ahead right now. It's overcast. It's 35 degrees. KSL News Time 5:12. Let's go in depth now with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, a new technology created by Microsoft is getting a lot of attention. It kind of makes it possible to have a virtual conversation with a deceased loved one. Now, the conversational chatbot would be modeled after a specific person, either from the past or the present. You can use your imagination. It could be a friend, a relative, or a celebrity. The technology is a lot like the fictional app in the TV series Black Mirror. Now, it allowed a character to continue chatting with her boyfriend after he died in an accident by pulling information from his social media. Want to get some words of wisdom from your late grandmother? This tool would theoretically make that possible, but don't get too excited or freaked out. The company isn't planning to turn the technology into an actual product. The manager of Microsoft's artificial intelligence program says the patent application was filed in 2017, which predates the AI ethics reviews that they do today. He says the company has an office, yes, an Office of Responsible Artificial Intelligence and an ethics committee, which help oversee such inventions.
Jeff? I don't know. Is that creepy or is it wonderful?
I'm not sure.
Right.
Somewhere in there.
KSL News Time 5:13. An old Shopko in Spanish Fork is the newest vaccination facility for Utah County residents. Health officials were able to transform the space with the help of Utah County Emergency Management and a team of dedicated workers.
They had to remove all of the shelving units. They had to clean the floors, replace ceiling tiles, lights.
Peter Quittner, Utah County Emergency Manager, says the 40,000-square-foot building also provides adequate space for social distancing. One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, we now know how Utah ranked compared to the rest of the nation in voter turnout in the November 2020 election. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffemeyer joins us live. Kira?
Jeff, Utah comes in 23rd in the nation for voter turnout, but number two in the rate change from 2016 to 2020, right behind Hawaii. State Elections Director Justin Lee told KSL the biggest factor in this was vote by mail. Back in 2016, 21 of Utah's 29 counties were vote by mail. Lee says the biggest difference was that Utah County, the state's second most populated county, voted by mail this time. While state officials think this turnout from last year set a new precedent, but competitive races are a big draw, so it might not be the precedent, because on the other hand, the U.S. Election Project says 2020 might be a true once-in-a-lifetime event and that voter rates will go back down to normal levels, whatever that might look like. More than 90% of Utah's registered voters turned a ballot in the fall, Jeff, so we'll have to see.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kara. Trending on social media. Remember her?
We've learned that quiet isn't always peace, and the norms and notions of what just is isn't always just is.
The poet at the inauguration will once again face the nation, but this time in a different role. She'll be at the Super Bowl. Amanda Gorman again will shine at the Tampa 50-yard line. KC win or Buccaneer loss, she'll be the honorary captain for the pregame coin toss. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Jazz star Donovan Mitchell is out for tonight's Dallas Mavericks game with a possible concussion. The team says he got hurt last night against the Knicks and first started having symptoms this morning. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, Senator Mitt Romney's showing his support for Japan hosting the Summer Olympics in a tweet. He says athletes have trained to be at their peak and the world awaits the inspiration of competition and sportsmanship. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have a new accident popping up in South Salt Lake State Street at 2300 South. Also an accident reported westbound I-215 South Belt. This is going to be near the State Street exit ramp, but I am seeing a little bit of backup on the South Belt route. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Another storm moving in overnight brings more snow to the mountains. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
It's 35 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Today, for the first time in a year, the Department of Homeland Security issuing a public terrorism advisory. This time, the threat is here at home.
The public bulletin warned of ideologically motivated violent extremists who object to President Biden's victory, inciting or committing violence. The Department of Homeland Security issued the warning through the Public National Terrorism Advisory System that replaced the color-coded alerts after 9/11. The bulletin said the extremists are motivated by anger over coronavirus restrictions, the 2020 election, or police use of force. Those same drivers to violence, the bulletin said, will remain through early 2021. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
In Washington, D.C., a federal grand jury indicting three people associated with the far-right militia Oath Keepers in connection to the Capitol insurrection. To the pandemic and some cautiously positive news from hard-hit Los Angeles County. Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferreira says new cases are dropping.
We still have a long way to go before we can resume our usual activities. Let's not forget that before the latest surge overtook L.A. County in November, we were reporting 1,200 cases a day.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says cases are falling nationwide.
Though I am encouraged by these trends, our case rates remain extraordinarily high, and now is the time to remain vigilant.
The Biden administration considering using as many as 10,000 military service members to assist FEMA in vaccine administration at up to 100 sites nationwide. Three teenage boys arrested today in connection with a six-month-old mystery arson fire in Colorado. It killed five members of a Senegalese family, including a toddler and an infant. Oscar and Emmy-winning actress Cloris Leachman has died. She was a big part of the Mary Tyler Moore Show and the late Moore in 2009, telling us
she's one of those geniuses who's capable of thinking on the spot and making it funny and making it truthful.
Leachman died of natural causes at 94. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth, nearly 6 months after a horrible accident. 17-year-old Sarah Fry is headed to Utah's Capitol Hill to advocate against drunk driving after she was paralyzed in an accident. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more in this week's Heart of Utah.
This song, Home Sweet, has always been meaningful for 17-year-old Sarah Fry, and it pulled her through after what happened to her last year.
On July 30th, 2020, I was coming home from Bear Lake, and our car was hit head-on by a drunk driver. I was instantly paralyzed from the waist down, and I was in the hospital for about 3 months. And both of my legs had to be amputated above the knee.
Sarah told her story with her parents, Amy and Greg, on either side of her.
She was still in surgeries and extremely critical condition, and he was out.
And we heard he was out, and we're like, how is that possible?
The Fries worked with State Representative Steve Elison on a new bill in the Utah legislature, Sarah's bill, that would allow a judge to set harsher bail terms for certain drunk driving suspects.
Seeing all those present have voted, voting is closed.
It passed House unanimously in the House and moves to the State Senate. That doorman
says, "Welcome home." It took a while to really hit us that this is her new life. This is her new path.
A new path now made easier with a big surprise from Russell Dickerson, who sings that favorite song.
I know one of the first things you wanted to do was be able to drive. And so we teamed up with Chevrolet. We are giving you a 2021 Chevy Traverse, fully upfitted just for you.
No way!
That one song means so much to us as a family, but then to have him reach out like that was a very much a blessing.
Yeah, I'm really excited to start driving it.
Sarah is busy learning to drive that new car, remotely finishing her senior year at Clearfield High School, speaking at firesides, and starting an internship.
For elementary school teaching. So I'll teach at the same elementary school that I went to starting in February. And so I'm really excited for that.
She plans to get a degree from Utah State University and teach second and third grade. Meanwhile, her Instagram account is gaining followers from around the world.
We just get so many
messages of love and support and people praying for her.
I just try and make the most out of every situation because I can't control what has happened to me. So I might as well be happy. I'm not doing much. There's not like a secret formula. I just am who I am and want to spread positivity.
Something Russell Dickerson saw too.
Just keep inspiring people, girl, because you're doing it. You're crushing it.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
There's no stopping Sarah Fry. Great story. KSL News Time 521. A little bit late, but worth it. Here's your triple team traffic and Ricky Meese.
A crash in the Murray Midvale area causing some backups on I-215 South Belt. This is going westbound. The crash is at the exit ramp at 280 East. Good speeds, light traffic southbound I-15 downtown to Draper. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways also in good shape. A crash in South Salt Lake at State Street and 2300 South. Michelle?
Well, we're still seeing a couple of crashes. This is southbound Highway 40 as you're going past Jordanelle headed toward the Heber City area. Now, we're also seeing some pretty good slowdowns if you're on Kearns Boulevard Highway, SR 248. And then we still have this crash, SR 32, about 3 miles east of Highway 40. Steve?
Northbound I-15 rolling along with no problems still right now from downtown Salt Lake City all the way up through Davis, Weber, and Box Elder counties. Do have a crash, though, in southbound I-15 on the 200 West Lagoon Drive on-ramp. That's sitting on the right shoulder. With a home energy plan from Dominion Energy, you learn ways to conserve energy to save money, plus you can qualify for weatherization rebates. Get started with a home energy plan at ThermWise.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, let's check the 7-day forecast brought to you by BW Southtown and the Weather Center. Here's Kristen Van Dyke.
Thanks so much, Jeff. 7-day forecast has a couple of storms in them. One moves in tonight, bringing in the chance for some light snow to the Wasatch Front. Better chance for snow in the mountains. Expect a high of 47 degrees with cloudy skies for your Thursday. Overnight lows in the low 30s by Friday. Mostly cloudy skies. Rain and snow likely. Highs in the mid-40s. We'll see the chance for some accumulating snow Friday night into early Saturday. Then gradual clearing with mostly cloudy skies Saturday and highs in the low 40s. On Sunday, 42 degrees. We'll see a lot of sunshine. And then going into next week, highs stay in the 40s, lows in the 20s, with maybe some more snow. out by next Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Meantime, we're perched at 35 degrees in Salt Lake City. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report, brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 5:23.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio. Oh, this love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before.
Filing your taxes can be challenging, and this year brings even greater challenges. As you prepare for tax season, questions about PPP loans, stimulus checks, natural disasters, and deductions on home offices are on everyone's minds. Certified public accountants are the trusted advisors you can rely on to address your specific tax needs. As you try to make sense of tax filing this year, know that your CPA receives constant training and updates throughout the year, especially as they dealt with regulations passed due to COVID-19. CPAs have been an integral part of tax reform conversations in Utah as well. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs also provide personal financial planning, business growth strategies, and general accounting services. Hire a CPA for the best in tax planning. Listen to KSL every Monday for tax tips from the UA CPA. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org.
My master's degree is from the School of Hard Knocks, and the easier one is from the University of Utah. It still took me till I was 40, but I didn't quit. There have been a lot of character-building struggles at Whipple Service Champions, mostly due to my inability and inexperience. When knee-deep in the hoopla, I tell myself, work past it by working through it. And in this business, it's easy to get knee-deep in the hoopla. One guy said to me, the only hard thing you've ever had to face was a hard-shelled taco at taco time. Oh boy. Well, I faced that taco and I ate it too. Which means that with a lot of help from a lot of amazing, dedicated people, you can enjoy all the plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning services, repair, and replacements that you want in a timely manner. When you're knee-deep in the hoopla, call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, heating troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. This is important if you have an iPhone. Apple is urging all iPhone and iPad users to update their devices ASAP. The company says it's to fix a vulnerability that hackers could take advantage of. KSL Drives General Motors will show off some of its new electric car offerings during the Super Bowl. One commercial will feature the Cadillac Lyriq crossover. Walmart is developing automated grocery picking centers to add to some of its locations. The idea is little robots will grab all the items you order and separate them for employees, and they can put them in bags for you. Simple as that. Wall Street today, ugly. The Dow plummeted 633 points. We closed at 30,303. The S&P lost 98. The NASDAQ dropped 355 points. KSL News Time 5:26. Netflix has not just a new hit series, but their biggest hit series ever. ABC's Christopher Watson has more.
All is fair in love and war.
If you're not watching Bridgerton on Netflix, you've no doubt heard at least a few friends raving about it. Enough to make up 82 million households, according to the streamer, which makes the romantic drama their biggest hit series ever, beating the 76 million households that watched The Witcher its first month.
I wish to be entertained.
Bridgerton's already been renewed, with season 2 production to begin this spring, with the entire season 1 cast expected to return. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
I lasted an episode and a half, and then I was like, meh. Now, Witcher, that was a cool show. KSL News Time 5:27.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.